It's one of the country's most controversial rubbish dumps, contaminating a stream that drains from one of New Zealand's most polluted lakes. But a deal to shut down and clean up the Levin landfill near the tiny beach settlement of Hawkeye is now foundering. Phil Pennington reports.
New tests have detected acutely toxic pollution in a drain by the dump that feeds into Hawkeye stream, the only channel to the sea from the highly contaminated Lake Horowhenua. It's just the latest provocation to locals who fought for years to close the dump. They've had high hopes a deal negotiated in 2019 would shut it 12 years early, by 2025 instead of 2037. But yesterday they were fearing the worst, that the Horowhenua District Council would sign up to expand the landfill, that the deal might implode, and that they could be heading back to court. Rose Cotter has been on the Hawkeye Progressive Association for 30 years.
I'm very scared that that might be the case. We were very excited that, you know, from 2037 to 2025 was an awesome outcome. And that's what we'd like to hold them to. They've made an agreement. Please don't screw the people over.
The suspense was not killing Charles Rudd after his years of experience fighting to clean up waterways in the central North Island.
I told you so. People hate it when I tell them that.
I bet.
I've said it many times on different areas.
Because your experience of the track record of both district council and regional council, that track record, how would you sum that up?
I would never trust them.
So Rudd of the iwi Mo'opoko refused to sign up to the dump closure deal back in 2019. The deal included restorative justice work to address the distrust. And Wellington consultant Bronwyn Kerr was brought in by the district council to do that. But she says the council kept her in the dark, pressured her not to talk to iwi and tried to water down her reports. She sums it up.
The culture of bullying and misinformation from the council over years has eroded trust to such an extent that I suppose it's just gone.
The dump closure deal has at its heart a group that includes both council and community members. Its latest advisory memos say very little progress has been made, even as the dump lurches from one breach of a resource consent to another. That group was in a crisis meeting late yesterday. When the meeting ended, it issued a bland, "We'll keep on working on the deal" statement. It did not address the flashpoint, which is the council's push to expand the landfill in the short term, at a time when community members wanted to wind down. Minutes from a meeting in May show how a breakdown of trust forced members of the group to bring in a mediator and to gag themselves from talking to the media. But one member, David Clapperton, who's also the council's chief executive, is still talking. He says in a statement it's essential to expand the dump short-term to cope. He and Mayor Bernie Wandon say disagreements on serious matters like waste disposal are not unexpected.
We're now finally getting closer to a decision on its future. Of course there will be tensions because we're probably, in their view, not acting as quickly as we should be.
Bernie Wandon says ultimately the councillors will decide probably in November when to close the dump. It's rapidly filling up with rubbish, including from neighbouring Kapiti. Run by the Chinese-owned Midwest Company, the dump is still operating, despite the district council just being fined $1,000 for resource consent breaches.